Well, this is Jim Fetzer, your host on Authentic News, where the second hour I'm open to taking your calls. You will have noticed a power outage that took us off the air there for about 10 minutes. Sorry I couldn't complete all those stories, and I would have. And I'm very pleased to say we already have a first caller, and I'm delighted. It should be Peter from Los Angeles. Peter, join the conversation, my friend.
Yeah. Hi, Jim. I wanted to just ask you a question. Has anybody had a call from Layla from Canada lately? I mean, she's been conspicuously absent, and I hope she hasn't died of a broken heart.
I think Layla and I had just had a disagreement off, and I've invited her to come on again and again, but where I just pointed out that, you know, because I'm the host of the show, she ought not to talk over me, that I'm eager to give her as much airtime, but she took offense at that. And I'm hoping, in fact, Mike's telling me he thinks Layla called last weekend. Actually, that was a mistake. That was a wrong name. But I'm hoping that Layla and I are reconciled. I'm a huge admirer of Layla. And I know of no one who is better positioned to address these issues arising in Israel with the Palestinians than is she. So I'm with you, Peter. I'm hoping she will. I repeatedly invited her to, you know, smooth over such differences as we have, which for my part really were quite minor. But I'm an enthusiast for Layla, and I'm hoping we will hear from her in the not too distant future. More?
Yeah, I was just going to add that she does have a unique perspective on all this, and intelligent and impassioned and informed. But what I'm calling about is the release of the Epstein documents that came out.
Yeah.
And you know, a recurrent theme, because I believe it to be true, and we talked about it yesterday, about the absolute control of both domestically and internationally of our foreign policy, that the United States is by basically a cabal of neocons and Jewish billionaires emanating from the Federal Reserve and all that. But it's important to note the history of blackmail in all this, and it goes way back. I mean, Roy Cohn, who was with the House Un-American, he worked for McCarthy in the 50s and was a Washington power broker, and he had a blackmail ring. He was a gay Jewish guy, and he was also Trump's mentor. He had a blackmail ring going. Then there was a blackmail ring run that was financed by the Bronfens, and one of the billionaire Bronfens even went to jail. The one where they were tattooing all the Hollywood people, and it's kind of a sex cult, but was also a blackmail ring. And now we have Epstein, and of course the latest in the long line, all of them with ties, by the way, to the Mossad. Within the latest revelations, and with more to come, and I'm sure the big ones have been held out, are Trump, unfortunately, Prince Andrew, of course, everybody knew, Robert F. Kennedy.
Peter, I'm looking at an article that said Trump was not on the list. You're telling me Trump was on the list?
Yeah, I'm saying that.
I'll go into this in detail tomorrow, but I have part of a transcript where I think it's Ghislaine Maxwell asked about Trump, and she said no, that he had not been involved to her knowledge. So you tell me. I was planning to cover this in some detail tomorrow, so you beat me to the punch. So go ahead. Tell us, Peter, what you have discerned from what's been available to you so far.
Well, I've read about everything, and on Trump, which I hope to God that's not true, and you can never tell when it comes to Trump if it's not some basically Jewish disinformation, because they're, you know, how they're out to get him anyways, in every way they can.
Yeah.
So Although I've seen his name, you can't tell, Peter.
It's so implausible. Trump had women throwing themselves at him. He's a germaphobe. I don't think this would be his thing even remotely. Now, Bill Clinton, I understand, it turns out he's been on those flights 50 times. Now, Bill Clinton is a pervert, but I don't for a second believe that to be true of Donald Trump. And by the way, Peter, you'll be pleased. I have three callers lined up behind you, the third of whom is Layla.
I'll make mine quick then. So here's what I wanted to say. The thread that runs through all this is, and you can add on to that, Alan Dershowitz and all the other people, Stephen Hawking, governor of New Mexico.
But Stephen Hawking, is confined to a wheelchair. I don't think Stephen Hawking is capable of having sex. I mean, that's just ridiculous on its face, Peter.
Well, yeah, I understand, but whether or not he's capable or incapable, I'm sure he's a target for blackmail, and they would want, even his presence there is bad enough. However, you know, the people that look at the candidates that we have here, we already know Bill Clinton. His wife was a presidential candidate. He was the president. And RFK, presidential candidate, they're accusing Trump. All these people, look who they're doing. Michael Jackson, for God's sake.
I find that a stretch, too, but go ahead.
Bob Menendez, who is a huge recipient of Jewish money and is a complete toady to Israel, he's not being pilloried for that. He's being pilloried for taking money from Qatar. All this is a Mossad operation. And by the way, what about Old Joe? I guess they already owned Old Joe since he got more money than any other candidate over the years. So they don't need to get Old Genocide Joe. They already have him.
Yeah. Let me just say, I'm going to do a lot about this list and these revelations tomorrow. So you're just getting a jump start here with Peter. Peter, add a few more thoughts. Go ahead for today. Give us a few more. Yeah, your final thought.
In Responsible Journalism by Tita Parsi, talking about, is Israel trying to start a war with Iran? We know that they're trying to start. They have been trying to start a war with Iran forever. But here we have the assassination of Arouri, who is, by the way, the lead negotiator for the ceasefire and the prisoner exchange that did happen. From Hamas, and they go out and they kill the negotiator, who's also liaison guy with Hezbollah in Iran. So that's highly provocative. Then the bombing of Soleimani and his memorial, which killed 100 people, and at the same time, they pulled the 4 days before that, before all that happened, the Israelis started pulling 5 brigades out of Gaza. And relocate. Say they're going to demob them, but maybe they're heading back in advance. They pulled them out before all that happened to go to the northern border. And then the Eisenhower pulling back out of the Eastern Med is a little interesting to me. And maybe we're starting to part ways in ways other than, you know, the meaningful ways with the bloodthirsty, genocidal Israelis. I'll leave it to the rest of the people. Thanks.
Good stuff.
Thanks very much.
Good stuff, Peter. I'm always glad to hear from you, my friend. Jerry in Chicago. Jerry, join the conversation.
Hey, Dr. Fetzer. I hope you're having a good, happy new year, and I hope you had a very merry Christmas. And
I'll make it
quick because Layla's next. I heard on the local radio station, AM, yesterday, that they looked and they said that there was only a 3% Republican journalism in this country. Were you aware of that?
You mean that of all the journalists in terms of their political affiliation, 97% are Democrats or liberals or progressive? That would not surprise me. But, you know, the media is really controlled by the Zionists. I mean, that's a real problem. I have panels of 100 officials. from CNN, every one of whom is a dual U.S. Israeli citizen, 100 from NBC, every one of whom is a dual U.S. Israeli citizen, 100 from the New York Times, everyone a dual U.S. Israeli citizen, and of course the Rothschilds own both Reuters and the Associated Press, which are the sources for virtually every story published in every newspaper that isn't strictly local. So we got a major problem with our press, no doubt about it, Jerry.
Okay, well, it's funny how you just mentioned dual citizens. I got a question for you. Do we have dual citizen Irish, Scottish, German in this country? I mean, is it possible, or is it just for Israel?
I don't know the answer offhand, but I should think we could fairly easily ascertain it using the internet as an instrument. I think we could get an accurate answer to that question. Let me see. Yeah, go ahead.
The school engineer I was talking to, he was telling his kids, he was pushing them to get their dual citizenship, and he's 100% Irish. And I said, are you sure you can get that? And he says, oh, yeah, absolutely. I said, so you can come free across the borders, back and forth to Ireland, to the United States, and never be bothered. So can you get a triple citizenship? So can you be Irish, American, and, say, Russian?
Well, I'm looking at value, at the percentages. There's something here about the best countries for dual citizenship for U.S. citizens. Malta, it's less than 1%. United Kingdom, less than 1%. Luxembourg, less than 1%. Canada, less than 1%. That may be the percentage of those in those countries who are U.S. dual citizens. I'll see if I can find out more about this, Jerry. I think it's an interesting question. But the problem is, okay, here we are, dual citizens for U.S. Percentages. Let me see what we got here. Talking about, this is just countries that allow dual citizenship with the U.S. And, of course, there are quite a few that allow it. The point is, the one that is making the difference is Israeli. I mean, they're in all these key positions. They're running Hollywood. They're running our media. They're running our government. That's the problem. If it were, you know, dual U.S. Dutch, I don't think we'd have that problem. It's because they're running the country to benefit Israel. That's what's going on here, Jerry.
Yeah, you hit it right on the head. And our government is fully packed. I think they're over 60% or 67% are dual citizens, either through marriage or whatever, but they're sliding toward Israel. And like I always tell my older brother when we get argument, I says, follow the money. I says, find out what rich Jew is funding this congressman, this senator, and what really pisses me off, no matter who runs for what office in this country, they got to go over to Israel and get their picture taken at the Wailing Wall wearing a yarmulke. Yeah. So I'm
Jerry,
sick of this.
If you want to understand what's going on in the U.S. today, just envision Benjamin Netanyahu, who is our commander-in-chief regarding foreign affairs, and George Soros as our domestic president, and everything makes a lot of sense. Soros wants to destroy American open borders, probably the single most effective way to do it. No longer enforcing the laws, for example, against shoplifting, that might be the second most effective. Believe me, he's paid people to do the research and tell him how he can most effectively destroy America, and he's going about doing it. You may or may not remember it was his son who announced that Biden's running mate would be Kamala Harris. The Democrat Party didn't even do it. It was Soros and his son. It's that bad, Jerry.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. And if you can go back 90 years ago, I think there was a guy named Adolf Hitler that had the same problem in 1933 in Berlin. And he wanted to make a change.
Well, listen, the Jews, because they have an in-group strategy where they benefit one another, when they get into finance, they create problems. They've been run out of over 100 nations historically, Jerry. It's a matter of record. There's nothing speculative about it. So that, you know, what happened in Germany there was in a tradition that's been replicated many, many times with other nations during world history. Jerry, do you have a final thought?
The Jews don't play nice. Thank you very much for taking my call. Have a great day.
Thanks, Jerry. You got it. You got it. Francis in North Carolina, how are you, girl?
Oh, boy. How am I? That's a good question. Hey, young man. A couple quick thoughts for you. One, it does my heart great to know that Layla's on the line, for that matter. So you go, gal. And both her and Peter need to write the book. They need to do a book. It probably has to be listed as fiction or whatever. But this day and time, the way the publishing companies are run, that's the only way they could do it. And it would just be a twist of legitimacy as far as, you know, well, it's listed as fiction. But you know what? There's too much in here that makes too much logical sense. So go figure that one out. As far as the Israeli government and the military having problems with their signing and so forth in this country, that country, whatever, or having personnel for it, I have an idea for them. How about the said personnel in the government and the military, I'm sure the military has the firearms, gives the firearms to the government personnel in Israel and let them do their own fighting. Get off their sore bearing rears, this lead field, and go out and shed that lead out in the battlefield or whatever, if they think that their country's in such dire straits of being assaulted. Well, guess what? Look at who all in the world you've assaulted already as is, and treated the U.S. government military as your whore. So let's get realistic. It's just gotten to be absurd. And as far as the immigration thing is concerned, yes, it is a nightmare. And quite frankly, I know that it was said that Chicago, the mayor or governor or whatever, had basically commented that the people that immigrated there that are not there legally left because it was just too cold for them to stand. I'm thought, well, good. Go back home where you belong then. Take care of your own country or state or whatever. Now, recently, as it seems, the mayor of Suffolk County, I think it is, in New York, basically gave the mayor of New York City, Manhattan, hell. Because basically they've turned Manhattan, New York City, into a sanctuary city. Now that's a big, mucking city to turn into a sanctuary city. But the problem is that it's starting to bleed over into other counties in New York State.
Yeah.
And causing a big drain on the services that are there for the people who originally lived there to start with. And I watched the video, and I was like, I had to applaud them for actually, you know, using their head for something more than a wire cap or wire plug or whatever the case is. Yeah. And getting the
Francis, give us your final thought.
My final thought is, good luck, especially considering with the election and all that, because quite frankly, when I hear Vivek run his mouth, I know you have your thoughts about him, no big deal, but you know what? When I see him talking all that, I'm reminded of one person. You know who that is? Whoops. Barack Obama. Mary Serrato. What is his name?
Yeah. Others have said, right, he's the Indian Barack Obama. Thank you. Thank you so much, Francis. We'll be right back with Lila.
Picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream. Waits at the window. Wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for?
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site, It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less value its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because of the buying power, the value of the dollar has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Layla from Canada, join the conversation. I'm delighted.
Yeah, hi, Jim. First, I want to thank Peter. You're very kind, Peter, to think of me. Actually, I thought of you very often, and I was glad to hear yesterday about your daughter. And I've often wondered what happened with the migrants in the back of your house that were in the alley. I remember you built a fence. I was wondering if you resolved that problem. So please let us know. I've thought of you often. Francis, thank you, too, for your kind comments. Jim, the reason that one day we were debating whether Erdogan was going to do anything, and I know, I'm sorry, I think I know a little bit about the people in that region. They talk, but they do nothing except look after their own personal interests. Now, the tragedy is a lot of the Arab countries could by now have stopped it. If they all got together and threatened Israel with sanctions, that's all they have to do, because Israel wants to dominate that area. They're intimidated by them, or they've been bought off. MBS, Saudi Arabia, if his grandfather was alive, he'd kill him for what he's done. The UAE, all of them, celebrating New Year's Eve with flashy, I sent you video saying how obscene it was, that they had these great fireworks while the Palestinians were being slaughtered by their alliance, their ally, Israel. They're obscene. Now, I'm going to go back to when I was in Beirut in 1971, when the Mossad tried to recruit me to be a double agent. That's how deceitful they are. Anybody, they actually thought that I would be receptive to it. But I was there just preparing to become a journalist. So I was in Beirut to see what was going on firsthand. And of course, I mingled with the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine,
They were being trained by the Soviets in Moscow. A lot of the rebellions or incitements were financed and controlled or trained by the Soviets. But anyway, the PFLB took me around and showed me every single building where there had been a Palestinian with any intellectual capacity, usually a very high intellectual capacity, and the ability for leadership. They had all received letter bombs. They had all been killed. That is what they specialize in. Israel specializes in killing off anybody who was not under their control, who was not completely submissive to them. They destroyed, look at Lebanon today. Anybody who knows what Lebanon was in the 50s, 60s, 70s, it was called the Pearl of the Middle East, the banking center of the Middle East. And the tragedy is that if America, that is the only hope, not for America, Israel is going to dominate the world and turn everybody into objects. I'm so tired of people talking about what is going to be done with the Palestinians, who is going to be their leadership, as though they're incapable of making their own decisions.
You're fading in and out. Yeah, keep going.
Okay, I'm sorry. It may be my phone. But the problem is it's up to the U.S. I don't know how reliable Trump is. The problem is he is our only hope besides Biden. Biden is controlled. And he's implanted. He's under remote control by Blinken. So they're running the U.S. The issue with dual citizenship is a major issue, but it's too late now. They're already deeply entrenched. They're running the whole show. They're running everything. There's a deal between Netanyahu and Zelensky, and Zelensky failed. In 2019, it was expected that Zelensky was going to deliver, but he. And again, they're always using the U.S. The Jews who call themselves Jews, they're not Jews, they're Yiddishers. And if you look at the Old Testament, you will see that they do not in any way behave as though they are Jews. So it's really important. You have to recognize who the enemy is. Don't tiptoe around anymore. And this is one reason I've been afraid to call in, because I'm going to say things that I know are going to be a problem, because I know the Zionists here in Canada are aware of who I am. I'm putting myself at risk. If you don't get them, they're going to get you. There is the principle, if anyone might be a problem in the future, kill them first. That is the philosophy that the Zionist Corporation, and they're a corporation, their product is murder, dismemberment, and control. That is the only reason the Zionists exist, and their goal is the entire planet, whether they are satanic or whatever you want to call them. They are going to kill everybody, either physically kill them or destroy their minds. They will turn everybody into a Biden-type robot.
Layla,
you will either
stand by. We're going to a break. I want you to continue. Just hang on. We'll be right back with Layla.
Slowly got juju eyeball, he want holy roller, he got hair down to his knee, got to be a...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBA.
Very pleased to have Layla back with us again right here on RBN. Layla, please continue your thoughts.
Yeah, I'm really concerned about the Hindus. For a long time, I've been wanting to call Ramaswamy as Ramasmarmy. He is much too smarmy for my taste. I would consider him to, again, he's probably dual citizen, but it doesn't matter. He's taking his orders from Narendra Modi, who is in a bromance with Netanyahu. He is not trustworthy. Neither is Tulsi Gabbard. She's another turncoat. WEF. She has been setting herself up to be agreeable to either side, ready to jump either side of the fence. She would have gone either Democrat or Republican. If she's going to be the VP, then we've all got a problem. Canada has always been riding the coattails of the U.S. We have always said in Canada that if the U.S. has a cold, we get pneumonia. So it's really important for people in any place that used to be part of the free world that the U.S. regain its strength as much as possible under the current conditions. Now, the question is, how do you get them out when they're so deeply entrenched into the bloodstream of the U.S.? I don't know what can be done. I mean, the best thing, obviously, you want to avoid outright bloodshed and outright violence. It's dangerous. because it becomes unpredictable, and they're so violent that they will actually use the ultimate weapons in order not to be defeated. They are utterly inhumane. The question is it too late? I don't know. Americans, you know yourselves best. Is Trump reliable? Is he trustworthy? If he was on the Epstein flights, then you know he's obviously easily swayed one way or the other. I still worry about the fact that he killed Soleimani for no reason, except that maybe MBS did it in order to ingratiate himself with Netanyahu. This is the problem. I don't know. Who do you have? You've got to get rid of Biden. You've got to get rid of Blinken. You've got to get rid of that whole Yiddisher cabal. Don't even call them Jews. That's what they want. They've been hiding behind the notion that they're associated with the Jewish Old Testament. They are not. These are just monstrous murderers. I don't know what you can do. If there's any way that Trump can be trusted, he's the only option we have right now. But who he has as a VP is crucial. Because we know with LBJ having arranged to get rid of Kennedy, the VP is going to be really, really crucial. It must not be that woman, that Tulsi Gabbard, another Hindu. You simply cannot trust Hindus either, especially not when they're taking orders from India and Narendra Modi is in a bromance with Netanyahu. And it's Netanyahu who's, I listened to Friedman yesterday on MSNBC talking about Hamas, how Hamas is the biggest. They're deciding for the Palestinians who's good for them and who is not. The traitor to the Palestinians is Mahmoud Abbas and his corrupt crew of people. The only ones that have not been treacherous to the Palestinians is Hamas. That is why they won. In 2006, after they won the election, the king of Jordan, that so-called king of Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Sisi of Egypt, as well as all of the Arab countries, including the U.S., all got together with Israel to undermine Hamas, to try to destroy their abilities. And despite all of those powers arrayed against Hamas, they managed to survive, and they have won the support of the people. Now, whether they will continue, those who survive, whether they will continue to support Hamas, I don't know. But the thing is, Israel has got to be dismantled. Nobody can do it except the U.S. But first, you've got to get the U.S. back under control. You've got to get your own country back into your control. And the issue, by the way, with I don't know how people can get dual citizenship. When I was thinking of taking out U.S. citizenship and keeping my Canadian citizenship, I knew I'd have to come back to Canada, so I did not take out U.S. citizenship because it has a statement at the time in 87. You had to renounce other citizenship, renounce loyalty to any other country. So anybody who has dual citizenship, theoretically, and then when I spoke, I was friends with the equivalent of the Secretary of State at the time. I asked him, if I take out U.S. citizenship, what happens? He said, we in Canada do not require that you rescind or renounce your Canadian citizenship. It's the Americans. So if that is in, when you take out U.S. citizenship, you have to renounce your loyalty to any other country. So anybody who is an American citizen and holds another citizenship, either they've changed and removed that clause where you abjure your loyalty to any other country, either that or you can immediately get rid of all the Jews that are Israelis that happen to be in your government because they are already by the Constitution traitors. They can be driven out whether they're Democrats or Republicans. They have not renounced loyalty to their other country.
Part of the problem lately is that, as Cynthia McKinney revealed on Iranian television in 2011, a pledge that new members of Congress has to sign a pledge to put the interests of Israel ahead of even the interests of the United States, and that virtually every congressman agrees to do it. So our Congress is really Israeli-occupied territory. I mean,
yes.
It's awful. It's awful.
Absolutely. Not only the U.S., but they also control Jordan. They control Egypt. They control Saudi Arabia. They control the UAE, the rulers. The rulers are all oppressing their people. The only place where the ruler of the Arab country is fearful of his people would be the Jordanian king, because most of the people in that country are Palestinian. And the other place is Turkey, because Erdogan is only paying lip service because the people of Turkey want to take action to help the Palestinians. That was why Erdogan was saying he was going to do one thing or another. Now he's trying to help Houthis. They absolutely blow me away. But they've always been great warriors since ancient times. That's where the Queen of Sheba came from.
I love them, Layla. I love those Houthis. Yeah, they're fantastic.
They've always been the greatest warriors. They were always very tall, very strong. They were known for that in ancient times. They were great warriors. So they've proven themselves, you know, once again. But the problem still comes back to the most important place on Earth right now is the U.S. How are you going to take back control of your own home, your own domain?
Well, the problem is the rigged electoral system. You could more readily persuade me of Ramaswamy, but I'm having a harder time with Tulsi. I followed her pretty closely. I think she's a very strong, intelligent, independent woman. I don't see her as controlled by outside influences, but I'm glad you made the argument.
Yeah.
Layla, come back tomorrow, because I'm sure people are going to want to pursue this. And I'm really glad you called in today. How about a final thought for now? But I want you back tomorrow. A final thought.
Okay, yes. But I would just say, look more close. Don't trust anybody who has who takes orders from India. They're not to be trusted. I would trust Iranians who are not tools of the old Shah, the Pahlavi regime. Iran is the only country in that area that can be trusted, as well as Hezbollah and Hamas.
Layla, wonderful.
I'll let you go.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful stuff. I look forward to speaking with you more tomorrow. Charlie in Florida. Charlie, join the conversation. Charlie. Are you there, Charlie? Renee in North Carolina. Renee, join the conversation. Okay. Go ahead, Charlie. Did we lose Charlie?
Oh, no, here I am. Hello.
Go ahead, Renee. Go ahead. Lay it on us.
Okay. Before the holidays, I was making the point about how it was probably the CIA's idea to dress up men like Dolly Parton and have them read to school children, and how they're probably killing themselves laughing. And see, that's just it. See, they love the culture war. They create. I also think they're the ones that came up with that whole Q thing for the other side. See, they love a fighting over that stuff while they're all running off with the money. See, and I'm so grateful because over the holidays I found this comedian called Dave Smith making this same point about how Occupy Wall Street was demonstrating against the bankers, and that was the same thing that the Tea Party people were doing. And see, that's what I resent, is that the Tea Party people did not join up with Occupy Wall Street, because that would have, we actually could have won if we came together on that issue instead of all this suffering and still going downhill for the last 12 years. Now, like I say, this clip, it's fabulous, okay? It's at this, on YouTube, under Liberal Hive Mind, and the name of the clip is This 1 Minute Clip Broke Twitter. That's the name of the title of the thing. This 1 Minute Clip Broke Twitter at Liberal Hive Mind. And see, it's a comedian who's saying the same thing, that they, see, that's why we have to stop all this. This whole plane of the right-left paradigm, they are creating it. So we fight and quibble over all this stuff. he explains, trying to say the same thing I did, how they roll this stuff out. I'm absolutely convinced of that. They roll it out because they love us fighting over this stuff so that we don't come together. And like I say, 12 years ago, we had a chance to come together, and the Tea Party conservative Republicans blew it. Okay, they loved when those people came help us. But when it came to joining the other side where we could actually do something, and I remember calling into programs trying on these alternative conservative radios trying to point this out, okay, that, look, they helped us, and look, aren't they complaining about the same thing we complained about? Like, why aren't we helping them, okay? Like I say, that 12-year, we could have maybe really put a dent. And see, this comedian makes that point. He said, they started all this culture wall right after that. See, he saw it as a plan like I did, too. They rolled out all this stuff and all this culture war stuff after Occupy Wall Street, okay? Because they realized, oh, poop, okay? Because they have to have us fighting over this stuff instead of coming together against their corrupt criminal little behinds, okay? So I highly recommend that clip, this Dave Smith comedian guy at Liberal Hive Minds clip, to make this point. I don't care who it is. If people cherry pick the news and pick out everything the Republicans do the good and leave off the bad, and everything bad the Democrats do and leave off the good, then they're really no different than Rachel Maddow on MSNBC, no matter how much they claim to be different. We're stepping into the trap of divide and conquer. I'm for the truth. And like I say, this cherry picking to try to, that people do, I resent it because I feel like they're trying to manipulate my mind in order to control me. I have access to the internet too. I can see and have read stuff, so I know, like, wait a minute, that ain't right because of this, that, or that. So the thing is, and it's stepping in their trap. You have to remember, the whole right-left paradigm, it's their game. They set this game up, and we play it when we do it. The thing is, I don't care what issue it is, Democrat, Republican, right, left, capitalist, communist, we have to realize all that stuff was set up by these elite people, these puppet masters, who realize they are a small segment of the population, and they have to manipulate us in order to keep from us turning on them. And so they have to manipulate and control us. So the thing is, like I said, we're not going to get anywhere as long as we keep falling for their trap to play their game against us.
May I take that as your final thought for today, Renee? Excellent.
Yes, it
Excellent.
Is. Thank you.
Glad you called. We got Charlie from Florida back with us. Charlie, go ahead. Give us your thoughts.
Yeah, we got cut off there. I don't know what happened. It was an accident there on the
don't
other
worry.
Side.
Don't
there.
Worry.
But, let me tell you, I know you're going to cover the story tomorrow, but I'm going to just say it like it is. Trump is not on that freaking list, period.
Yeah.
And all these Trump haters are twisted in their gourds because they can't believe the fact he's not on there, and everybody else that they love or they want to be on there is on there. So we got to, you got to face the facts. He's not on the list. Now I got to stories I'll add to it. Okay.
Yeah. Well, that was my preliminary. I mean, I did see one story, and it was showing parts of the transcript where Ghislaine was being questioned about Trump, and she was saying, no, that he wasn't involved. So, I mean, I'll be coming back to it, Charlie. Go ahead, give us more of your thoughts.
No, I've looked at the list. He's not on there. Okay,
yeah.
Florida State Surgeon General calls for halt of the U.S. COVID-19 mRNA vaccines.
Good.
Okay, there's a good one. We got a wind down there in Florida. Down here in Florida, the Surgeon General actually is going to halt the mRNA vaccines being produced.
Well, they're killing people, for God's sake. You know, what could be more obvious? Yes.
Yeah, and I've got another one here real quick. Iraq got hit. You know, Soleimani, they were having a parade or something for Soleimani, and they had a big turnout. They got hit by a missile, or not a missile, it was a couple of bombs, killed like 300 people, 200-something, I think, 40, 290, I've heard different reports. But the United States came out right away and said they didn't have, we didn't have anything to do with it, right? But the funny part is they also said at the same time, they said Israel didn't have anything to do with it also.
Yeah, how the hell would they know that?
When does the United States speak for Israel?
Yeah,
you follow agreed. What I'm saying? I mean, how do we officially speak for Israel? Come on.
No, Charlie, you're making a great point.
Yeah.
I understand it was 50 dead and 100 injured, but I bet the number's larger, as you were suggesting. Furthermore, Charlie, before we part,
I just add one real quick one here. You know, remember Bill Cosby used to tell a joke about this kid who put a bullet in the furnace there in the shop class? And he said the bullet went off, and then Bill Cosby said, whoever put the bullet in the furnace, you know, is a bad person, and their father didn't raise them right. And this kid spoke up. He said, I didn't put the bullet in the furnace, and quit talking about my daddy that way. That's what the United States is doing. I didn't bomb them over there in Iran.
Yeah.
And quit talking about Israel, my daddy.
Yeah. Charlie, good stuff. My friend, we'll be talking much more about the list tomorrow. Thank you for the call. Bob in D.C. Bob, join the conversation, Bob.
Yes, Jim. As far as talking again,
Bob. Okay, John in Michigan. John, speak up, my
Jim?
Friend.
Yeah. Are we on? Okay, as far as Tulsi Gabbard goes, I think I brought it up to you about 3 or 4 weeks ago that she was supporting sending Israel support. So I wouldn't trust her at all. And with Trump, one of the main reasons they hate him is because one of the first things he did when he got into office was he let the police go after all of these rings. You've had Jim Rothstein's I think the detective Jim Rothstein's history of the pedophiles, in January, the first month that he was in, they busted over 4,000 pedophiles in Los Angeles. They had women and children in cages, and that was one of the first things he did. And that's the main reason they hate him is because they think he turned on them and with their pedophile crap. So as far as I heard that he was on a flight from New York to Florida on one of Epstein's planes, and also he banned Epstein from his property when he saw him harassing young girls. Yeah. And so he's not a perfect person, but the one thing he did, I think, that we all forget is that he pardoned General Flynn, and Flynn knows where all the bodies are buried. And if you're going to go and take everything down, you have to have a perfect plan to do it all at one time.
I think he's got a lot of plans, and I continue to believe in him. We will discuss this in greater detail tomorrow. Further thoughts, John, you'd like to add?
Well, I just appreciate that you have this show and that you're there supporting RBN, you have a lot a lot of background that gives you the credibility. There was one other thing I was going to ask you, but I can't remember what it was. But I know that it's something that you'll be interested in researching when I remember it.
Good, John. Good, good, good. Well, you're welcome to call again if you have a final thought. Otherwise, I'll take it that's what you would like to say. Anything further you want to add?
That'll do it, sir. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, John. We lost Bob in D.C., right, Mike? Bob, if you want to call back, we got time to fit you in, my friend. Let me just say there were some stories because of the power outage. I was unable to cover, including Natural News, mainstream media, pushing the idea of a black swan event. that's a major bad event. It would be like an assassination, like taking out Trump. A lot of us are very concerned that what might happen to the Donald if they're unable to defeat him. Paul Greg Roberts has talked about it openly. Ramaswamy has indicated he thinks they're not going to allow Trump to regain the White House. That happens, in my opinion, to increase my belief in his credibility. But I appreciate everything Layla is saying. We got a report here from InfoWars, coincidentally, that the Democrats are maybe going to promote a civil war. Let me see if I can pull this up. Emergency alert. Civil war trigger about to be pulled by Democrats. As Hollywood and Washington propaganda messages to divide the American public, Alex Jones breaks down how Democrats will attempt to trigger a real hot civil war in the United States. He's also featuring General Flynn. He's also featuring my close friend and colleague, Scott Bennett. I'm glad Alex is back on InfoWars, but I have, in fact, taken exception to an exchange he had with Elon Musk about Sandy Hook. He said that he really hadn't got into it deeply, but there were professors, me, and school safety expert Wolfgang Halberg, or claiming it was a drill and that he was just reporting what they had to say. Well, I did an appearance on the SGT report about it. I want to encourage, here's a few minutes of it from the beginning. SGT report. They had the exercise at Sandy Hook right on their schedule for 12-14-2012. The whole state was in on it. From the governor to the lieutenant governor to the Connecticut State Police to the school board to Newtown. And it was orchestrated by the Obama administration, as I'm going to explain.
Hey, friends. Sean from SGT Report here. Thanks so much for click and play. That was Professor James Fetzer. And let me tell you guys something. Remember the quote from Woodrow Wilson? That there's a power somewhere so organized, so subtle, so watchful, so interlocked and complete, so pervasive, that the people who might condemn it better not speak above their breath when they speak in condemnation of it. Well, I think he was talking about Zionism, but there's two other words that people better whisper about when speaking in condemnation of it, and that's Sandy Hook, or better yet, four words, FEMA, false flag, event. Professor James Fetzer joins us to talk about the unspeakable after a quick word from our sponsor.
Sean did a real nice job. Yeah, we got a break. We'll be right back. Okay, Mike. Well, thank you all for being here. Delighted Layla's back. I look forward to her tomorrow. Spend as much time as you can with your friends, your family, the people you love and care about. We do not know how much time we have left. See you then.
Oh, I get high, a little help from my friend. Yes, I get by, a little help from my friend. With a little help from my friend.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.